One of the things we're thinking about together tonight is how we here at Sunrise Ranch hold a space into which people come. And with people comes the culture that they bring. And that culture is out of the culture at large. And we're in the position of holding a space for those people to come into, and also of bringing our energy into the field that they're sharing. And people report that that can be lovely. They love coming into the space of Sunrise Ranch that we've created in harmony with this valley and all the living things of this valley. And they love the energy that's ringing in the air in this valley that comes from this community. That is work, you might say, to do. And depending on who the people are and the culture that they're bringing here, sometimes it's more work than others. You probably noticed that. We had a group here recently, Tribalize. And it was work. And in some ways, it was like a gut punch to the community, quite honestly. I received reports, last one just yesterday, a whole long list of things that happened during that time that were just hard. And, of course, we have Arise coming next week. Now, we've gotten into a bit of a groove swing with Arise, and there's a resonance with them that's really energizing, I think, for many of us. And still, there's an art to holding out your arms and holding an event like that, in this case, something like 12,000 people, and not being knocked off your center. And it can be lovely to have the kind of communion with such a group of people that is possible as it is in the Arise event and many other events too. But nonetheless, in the culture of what comes, there are often those things that would tend to be our undoing if we just opened up to them and let them overwhelm us. So whatever it is, we're called upon to do what we're really always called upon to do, which is to be clear about our spiritual centering. And whatever happens, let that be in place. And the more what comes here assails our sense of our own coherence and our own sense of being intact, the more that challenge comes, the stronger our centering becomes. And we're here for whatever's coming. So we thought that given that there are 12,000 people right around the corner coming, it'd be good to talk about such things together. But obviously there are broader implications, and we're covering some of those too. I want to talk a little bit about culture and say that no matter how magnificent a culture is, no matter how ideal, we as a human being thrive when we're centered in spirit, not in the culture. Culture is born rightly out of our spiritual centering. There's life in our spiritual centering, as Jane is pointing out. And then, when we're living that life, it naturally configures a culture that is alive among us. But when you go looking for life in a culture, you end up running out of life, is what happens. Even if the culture is ideal, because you can't suck out of that culture to sustain yourself. You can have a very pleasurable interaction with culture, and that can be wonderful. But if you're relying on it for the source of your own life, your own sustenance vibrationally, spiritually, it doesn't work. There is a place where our life originates in us. And if we go there, it's a never-ending flow, always available, and there's always something new and fresh to come into experience. We have to acknowledge that when we look around in the culture that we live in here in America, there is so much of it that is showing signs of decay. And I promise I won't go to the dental analogy here. But there's so much in it that is showing signs of decay, that is past its sell-by date. And there are things about all of it that are wonderful, wonderful building blocks of the new, but of itself aren't the new. Does anybody think that the old patriarchal culture is something we ought to be trying to replicate here at Sunrise Ranch and around the world? That the old industrial civilization and industrial society, social organization is what we ought to be replicating. And then we can go on to models of progressivism. Do we really think that progressivism, as it's been known in our culture, is the answer? Somebody associated with Tribalize, who I believe was expressing a progressive attitude, said, you know, Sunrise Ranch isn't really the regenerative community that you think you are. You're really not implementing the leading edge models and paradigms of governance. You know, and there are much more elevated paradigms of governance that you really ought to be practicing. So, being a little bit of a smart aleck myself, I will admit, I wrote to them and I said, oh, well, that's really interesting. I said, please tell me about some other multi-generational communities of our size and longevity that have a more advanced paradigm of governance so that we can go learn from them. I got an email back. It's like, I really don't know of any that are. Now, I'm not claiming that we are the epitome in terms of systems of governance at here at all. I think we have miles to go, and I hope we go those miles. But I would say that's a progressive attitude. There's some kind of progressive concept about how we all ought to be together. Never mind the fact that it doesn't work, and that is the reason it's not being practiced anywhere, because that model in that person's head that they are criticizing us for not practicing is dysfunctional. When you look at the political world, I think that is one cause of the, what would we call it, of the craziness that is Trumpism. Trumpism, I believe, is at least in part, and particularly not so much Trump himself, because, you know, I'm sorry, I have to zip up my mouth here. But because, you know, you can have a person of a given character in every generation. So those people come along. But really what I'm talking about is the fact that he was elected and is supported. So how did that happen? And some of it is because there are Americans who are looking at a progressive agenda and saying, this ain't working. It's not working for me, and it's not working for America. We need something else. Maybe we should revert back to some old patriarchal model. Well, it's kind of a corrupted, broken, degenerated model of patriarchal society. It's not patriarchal society ever had a best. This isn't it. Anyway, my point is that the answer isn't in any of the cultural paradigms, and that we're here to create new paradigms of how we are being together and how we're functioning. That would be true for me, no matter where I was on the planet, but here you and I have this golden opportunity to be together in this alive, regenerative way and discover new models of being together, new paradigms of being together. So I know I'm running out of time here, but I want to share with you some models of how we're functioning together, and even models of leadership and governance to kind of give you the idea of what I mean. So one, there's the old hierarchical model. Imagine the old hierarchy on the org chart. You know, the spiritual director up at the top and the, well, I guess in this case, the operations director under him, and then the directors and all the departments and the managers under that and all that. That is a way of looking at things, and we're not looking to just throw out paradigms, so I'm not interested in just throwing out the paradigm, but you could also ask yourself, how well does that describe what is really happening at Sunrise Ranch? It is, at some level, that there's a certain truth to it, but ultimately, just following that out will never get us to where we want to go. Never. I'll give you another model. Another model is, well, it's the circle and the focus. It's probably been around in emissary circles more than otherwise, maybe some other spiritual circles. So this model is that there's a circle, that we're all in the circle, but there's some kind of center to the circle. And maybe that center is held by the leader. Well, it's a model, and it has both the circle, and then the circle with some kind of center point to it has some kind of applicability. Focus and field is another name for this one. But does it really get us where we want to go? So we're all standing around in the circle looking at each other. I mean, that can be nice for a while, but where are we going with that? It's kind of hard to get any movement. I want to present you with another model. It's not either, this one isn't the ultimate model either, but maybe is something to try on as something that could be applicable, useful, or actually in play already now. Maybe this is what's really happening. Maybe what's really happening is more like a stealth fighter. You know what a stealth fighter looks like? Kind of like a bat wing or a boomerang, like this. And yes, it comes to focus at a certain point. So there is some kind of focus to it. And there's and that focus is a leading edge in moving into the atmosphere. But actually, that whole wing is moving forward into the atmosphere. And if the stealth fighter is taking off, it's not just because of that point at the focal point in the middle, but it's because the whole wing is moving into the air and into the headwind, as I've been describing it, on takeoff. And doing that, that whole wing is taking off. Now, that's not a hierarchical system. There's some design to it. Everybody's got a place on the stealth fighter, on the wing. But everybody is moving into the air that's ahead of us. And what is that air? The air is the world in which we live. We're moving into that world. It's coming to us, and we're moving into it. Arise is coming to us, but we are moving into it. Each one of us. And yes, we have to find our right synergy and our right relationship with the other people who are on the wing. But I'm not just looking over this way at the person next to me. It's not all about how me and this other person are relating. I'm where I need to be, and I'm moving into the air in front of me. And in that sense, it's very individual. We each have that same exact job of bringing who we are into the world in which we live. And when we're all doing it together in creative formation, we take off. And we take off together. We're not sitting here squabbling about who's where in the hierarchy. Who cares? Truly, who cares? And we're not all worried about who's at the center of the circle, and if it's me, how is David doing? For better or for worse, you know? It's actually not about me. It's about for you, for me, and then for all of us together. It's about us moving into the world and offering what we have to offer into the world and finding that as we do, we're lifting off. We're elevated into this highly creative experience. And yes, I could do something alone, but we're doing it together and we can take flight together. And ain't that grand? You know, if I was here all by my lonesome at Sunrise Ranch, I couldn't be hosting the Arise Festival. No, we together can do that. It seems to me, I know I have the joy of hosting the Arise Festival. I hope you feel exactly the same way. It's not mine exclusively. It's ours if we're in that formation of extending ourselves into the festival. That's my point.